Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Josh Segafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon dating show where you learn about all things masculinity, dating, attraction, and relationship related. Gentlemen, the stuff you need to know to crush it in your life as a man in this modern world. And today, gentlemen, we have a doozy to talk about. Flea bagging. What the heck is this dating trend? I never even heard of this before. I literally found out about this 10 minutes ago and I fired up the camera because we had to cover it. Now, this article comes from glam.com. This is where I heard of it. I'm going to read you a little bit of this article so you can get filled in. You're about to learn as much as I know about flea bagging, but I have some strategy to share with you that is very important here. Now, the title of the article is called Flea Bagging is the Dating Trend Many of Us Are Guilty Of. You can find a link to this down in the description if you want to read it more and share it. It was written by Amanda Chattel, published on April 27th. So this has been out for a little while, gentlemen. I'm going to skip the beginning part because it just goes over a lot of kind of just stuff. But here's the part about the flea bag. Born out of the series Fleabag, which apparently is a series I've never heard of before, this trend is when someone only dates people who are bad for them. In Fleabag, the title character, played brilliantly by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, is constantly dating the wrong men, so much so that she falls for the hot priest. If ever there were someone wrong for you, it would definitely be a Catholic priest, but Fleabag just can't help her fleabagging ways. Of course, flea bagging is a very common practice, the article goes on to say. According to a survey by the dating app Plenty of Fish, 63% of women and 38% of men admit that they've flea bagged at some point in their dating career, and 50% of all daters report that they date the wrong people consistently. All right, gentlemen, I have some unique perspective into this because I made a bit of a career out of dating the wrong people when I was just learning how to date. I got into several kind of shorter term, like situationships, flings type things before I knew what was going on. When I started having a little bit of success in my dating game, I started to kind of learn about women and scheduling some dates. I just started, you know, jumping at any and all opportunities I got to date women, and I dated some doozies, man. I dated some women who were toxic. I dated some women with all kinds of issues, just like, you know, I got into situationships type fling type things that I had no business being in many, many times. But there's always an element of excitement to dating the wrong person for you. Because for me, it was always like the super hot girls who had a lot of toxic traits, who were very, you know, they had so many issues. And so they were kind of quote unquote crazy, right? Hot, crazy girls. I dated a lot more of these types of women than I care to admit. It caused me a lot of trouble in my life. And so I've flea bagged myself many, many times. I have since learned, gentlemen, and this is my advice for this one. I've since learned that there's so much value in dating good people. And in fact, today I used to date based on feelings alone, how someone made me feel, like if she was beautiful, she made me feel a certain kind of way. That was all I was looking for. I would just ignore the other elements and then hopefully they'd be good or bad. Usually they weren't good. But then I learned, gentlemen, I learned better. I learned to start paying attention, not just to my feelings of attraction for her and that spark of chemistry, which is important, but I also learned to prioritize. And I mean, prioritize over the looks part, her being a good person, her being the type of person who lives by the same values and code of standards and ethics that I do. A person who believes in the same core values and principles that I do. So someone I could actually build a tribe with. This has become so important to me, gentlemen. And this is what I encourage you to do. When you're dating women, I would encourage you, you know, there's a place for dating women who you may not ever want to be in a relationship with. Maybe they have things going on. Maybe you're a carnivore and she's a vegan and you know it would never work, but she's real attractive and you'd love to have a summer fling with her. I get you all over the place. And you know what? That might be a great thing to do, but just always keep in the back of your mind that when you're dating people, you want to examine the effect they're having on your life. If the net effect they're having in your life is overall negative, gentlemen, you have to walk away from that. That's called a negative investment. You would never invest in a plummeting stock. You know, if you knew the stock was going down, you wouldn't want to put your money into it. You would want to put your money into a stock that you believe is going to go up at some point. And that's the same thing with relationships. Don't put your time, energy, attention, affection into a relationship, into a woman that you don't believe, you know what, this is going to be a good investment of my time in the long term. I would much rather see men putting their investments into women who could prove to be a great investment long-term in the sense that she adds a net positive to your life, gentlemen. This is very, very important. This is a part of the partner vetting process. And once again, if you need a little help figuring this stuff out, if you want to go from dating zero to dating hero in your own life and learn how to crush it, to fill your calendar with amazing dates with amazing women, guess what? Hit me up for a free 15-minute discovery call. I coach men one-on-one. I have a dating course, a masculinity course. I've written books. I've helped many men conquer their dating problems and succeed in creating the dating destiny of their dreams. And it all starts with a free 15-minute discovery call. And guess what? We might be able to sort your problems out in one discovery call. It has happened before. It happens more often than you'd think. So hit me up and schedule that call, and we will talk about your dating problems. Because, gentlemen, what I want to do is help you create the dating life of your dreams. I want to help you date the kind of women you want to date and have the kind of dating destiny you want. Because you know why? Life is too short for a dating life that sucks. I believe this so much, and I know that you probably believe it too. If you're watching this content, then you doubtlessly want an amazing dating life, and I want to help you do that. So make sure to schedule that. And also please subscribe, because I'm on my way to 1,000 subs and I am so close, and I would be so excited to get there. So gentlemen, that's what I have to say about flea bagging. That's pretty much it. And I hope that you'll take this to heart and date women who add a net positive to your life. And don't date those women who are going to be just make your life a train wreck. Avoid those at all costs, gentlemen. Go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you, gentlemen, tomorrow morning, bright and early for Joshua Sigifis in the morning. Do not miss it.